This is Kalen. I am reporting for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network today. I'm talking with Medallion Gatiss, a tenant. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a working, you know, single parent living in Albany. I'm currently a chef at one of the restaurants up here in the Capital District.
Which restaurant, if you don't mind me asking?
I work at the Buca de Pepe.
Can you tell me a little bit how COVID has affected your work? Are you busier? Are you getting less hours? So on and so forth.
Well, fortunately, you know, working where I'm now, the company got into a virtual kitchen. A lot of restaurants are starting to do that because the lack of business that they have been getting. So they've been taking on other, I guess, like pop-up restaurants, I guess you would say, in these virtual kitchens. So one of the things, you know, we do is like a Flavor Town, Mr. Beast, Mariah Carey cookies and stuff like that, because COVID, you know, had just affected everything. But one of the good things now is we have, you know, them opportunities with the virtual kitchen, and you know, you're able to, you know, order your food offline, you know, through Grubhub and Uber Eats and stuff like that.
I know we wanted to talk to you about your experience as a renter. Can you tell me a little bit about your renting situation?
No, it's kind of hard, you know. A lot of the programs and stuff that they had, you know, advertised, you know, to help the working families, really had, you know, when you got into them, they had guidelines, which, you know, is kind of surprising because everybody was affected by the pandemic. You didn't expect, you know, they said, okay, you can apply to get, you know, 4 months, you know, off of your rent. And when you go into, you know, when you get into the application part, they tell you, oh, you make too much money. But, you know, if you're currently working or you're on, and at the time I was on unemployment, I wasn't even, you know, really getting that much money. So it was really surprising. You know, I had to like really rush to go back to work to try to, you know, maintain my bills. And it's still not helping. It's very hard, you know, trying to pay catch up.
No, I understand. I mean, I was unemployed, then employed, and then I recently just got a new job. I mean, how long did it take you to get a new job? Was it instant or did it take a while?
Actually, because, you know, I've been cooking for so long. I don't know. It's kind of funny. I've been on Indeed. There's a lot of job openings. So no, it really didn't take me. It didn't take me too long. You know, it didn't take me too long. But, you know, in the beginning, the hours were, you know, funny because the business in the beginning just wasn't there. Now, you know, people are starting to lighten up. And like I said, me going to the Buca's where they had the virtual kitchens going, you know, where they have a lot of online orders. So the demand for employment is there, you know, which at other restaurants, you know, where you go sit down, it's not, because nobody's allowed to come in and eat. You know, they have the curfew. Everything has to close by 10, you know, so it affects everybody.
Yeah, I understand. And Buca isn't running like a normal restaurant right now. They're doing the
virtual. It is not. And we've taken on several different, you know, like I said, virtual kitchen. Plus, because it keeps us working, you know. It keeps you, you know, it keeps me at least getting a steady paycheck every week because there's a demand. You know, if, you know, this one is not doing well, at least this one is still going. So, you know, they have a need for me to be there. But like I said, other restaurants, no, it's not. Their hours are shortening. You know, especially when it got cold, a lot of places I was working at a cafe and they had the eating out. You know, they had the dining outside. And once it's, you know, the snow came and it got cold, there's no more dining outside. And you can only have a certain amount of people, you know, inside. So, you know, I was basically on a schedule for like 2 days a week, 3 days a week. You know, can't feed your family with that.
No, that's crazy.
You can't pay no bills with that.
Right.
You can't do anything, you know. And then when you go to these programs that they have for employed people, the program was telling you you made too much or you weren't eligible. So what was the sense? You know, so and you, I mean, grateful for the stimulus, but that's not going to help or cover my rent or, you know, it's basically getting me by getting the essentials. You know, you got to wash clothes. You have to buy toothpaste. You have to buy a toilet paper. You have to buy laundry detergent. You know, I don't think, you know, the government really, you know, sat down and took a lot of this stuff into consideration when they decided to close down, and with COVID came, and I think you know, they worked really slow on letting you know the public know what was going on. I mean, I was instantly like walked out of my. I worked at the hotel, at the Hilton Garden Inn, up by the airport for 4 years. And the one day I came in, it was he was like, "Okay, I'm sending everybody home early." The next day, with no notice, he just said, "Kitchen's closed. Go home. We'll set you up with unemployment." And he said, "I'll give you a call in 30 days."
Wow, that's crazy.
2 months went by, and he called and he said, "We sold the hotel because they went under. Another company bought the Hilton Garden Inn up there by the airport." So 4 years, 401k, it was all gone.
How has COVID
Not every day. Sure.
How has COVID affected your job or ability to keep up with rent? I guess we've already went over the job, but have you been able to keep up with rent?
No. You know, because then life jumps in. You know, God forbid, you know, I get sick. You know, I injured myself actually last week at work, you know. So, you know, deal with days off. You know, to take off a day, and you're already I'm behind in rent, so I'm playing catch up. I can't get no assistance from nobody, because if you tell them, okay, I'm employed and you make this much an hour, they assume that you're able to afford it, but they don't assume. But listen, lady, I'm basically living check to check. You know, we got to buy groceries. You know, to the house. So, yes, it has affected me dramatically.
And then. Overall, what has changed for you as a renter since COVID happened?
Overall, really, as a renter, it's sad. Like I said, you know, I have a huge back bill now that, you know, I have to play catch up, you know, and try to pay it. And that's kind of hard when you also have to stay on the current month rent and then try to pay last month's rent. And, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of the programs and things that they did have out there that they said would help you during the COVID, you know, if you apply online, a lot of people got you're not eligible. And it was just shocking when everybody was affected. You basically had nothing, you know. Unemployment, they gave everybody the extra $600 a week in the beginning, and then that stopped, you know. It was hard, and I was basically forced to just take anything. You know, I just went out there. I risked my life because I didn't know if I was going to get sick, you know, traveling out here, you know, going out here. And then doing the type of work that I do, I have to be around people, you know. So it affected me, you know, a lot.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask you? We have about...
Just gets out, and hopefully someone hears it, and maybe they can start to change. A lot of us end up thinking that these stimulus packets and stuff like that are really helping, you know, the people, and especially, you know, the rental issue. You know, it's sad. You know, it's sad for a lot of people. You know, they are still, you know, regardless of what the landlord, it's a business. They still want their money, you know, every month, which is, you know, which is, you know, it's understandable. You're not making it, you know, and you don't have no other resources, you know. It's hard.
Yes. This has been Kalen reporting for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. Today I was talking with Medallion Gatiss. Thank you for joining me today.
Bye.